Its current state on 90.5 WKAR. So how difficult is it to start your own business in mid-Michigan? Well, the answer to that question varies wildly depending on where you are and what kind of business you're trying to start. One place entrepreneurs can go to make the process easier is a business incubator. That's a place that provides training, workspace, and other resources to new businesses. A new local incubator is working to help fledgling businesses in Grand Ledge get off the ground. Here to talk about the Grand Ledge Fledge is founder Jerry Norris. Jerry, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And Chris Andrews, who started his own business there. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Welcome to Current State. Jerry, why did you feel Grand Ledge needed a business incubator?
I think that the west side of the city, the west side of the county, or Clinton and Eaton in particular, are missing efforts like that. And a lot of attention is paid to East Lansing and the east side of the state, but there is a vacuum over there. So I thought it would fill up quickly, and it filled up quickly.
Mm. I'm pleased to hear that. One business that evolved from your incubator is called Your Mom Skateboards, which is something that you call an incubator. What's the story behind Your Mom Skateboards?
We were about 4 years ago at a skateboard competition that my son was competing in. He was sponsored by a Michigan skateboard company, and we were comped a hotel up at the casino, and I took a bunch of skaters up there with me, and they were thinking, this is the great life. We'd love to keep doing this. And they said they wanted to be sponsored, and we came up with the phrase, sponsor yourself, and created that skateboard company that night.
And this evolved into a big skate park project, which is where Chris comes in. Chris, you didn't set out to start a business, from what I understand, but now you're the founder of an app developing company called Green Sweater Knitting. How did that happen?
Well, when Jerry took me in to give me a tour of the Fledge, he started talking about creating the longest, most high-tech skate park in the world in Grand Ledge. And he was saying, in order to do that, we'll need some sort of mobile app to interface with all of our smart skate spots. And I said, okay, I'm the one who's going to make that mobile app, and I've got a company that I'm going to create around that.
And how does the app work? What information does the app give people?
Primarily,
we're talking about the longest skate park in the world. That's your aim here?
Yes.
That is so cool. It is very different. How would the app work exactly, Chris?
Primarily, it keeps track of the location of all of our spots, and it'll keep track of which ones are active so that we can have cameras at all of our spots, and as soon as someone starts skating it, we'll detect that and start streaming that to our mobile app.
That is fantastic. Now, how long does the skate park have to be the longest in the world? Do you guys know?
We're not exactly confident in our answer of that right now, but
it's not a really closely monitored statistic, I take it.
And it's a claim.
Very good. You're not waiting for the Guinness Book of World Records to come knocking at your door necessarily.
Not yet.
Anytime soon. Well, what does the name, your company, Chris, is called Green Sweater Knitting.
Correct.
Where did that come from?
That idea came to me from all of these tech things that I like to do. I like to do mobile apps, web apps, video games, sometimes digital music production. And as an idea for my company, I wanted to take all of these hobbies, things that I enjoy doing, and kind of mash them up into a solution for my customers.
What person with a pulse has never had that idea, right? You know,
right.
It's like, how do I take my passion, how do I take my avocation and turn it into a vocation? We're talking today about local startups. Our guests are Jerry Norris, founder of the incubator Grand Ledge Fledge, along with Chris Andrews, who you just heard. He is the founder of one of the companies in the incubator. Tell us a little bit more about these smart spots in the skate park.
Well, what we've been doing is we've been teaching people how to weld masonry and woodworking for the last several years, and that was independent of the Fledge first and part of the Your Mom Skateboards. And then what we decided to do is start to place the things that we've been building all around the city in the wide trail of Grand Ledge, and thus the longest skate park in the world. And we've been using circuit board prototyping technology, like something called an Arduino, to build a circuit board ourselves with sensors on it so we can detect vibration, loud noise, temperature, and humidity. And that's how Chris's app knows that somebody's skating there, is because we detect the vibration and then we start flashing on a map that somebody's there.
How far along are you with the actual app, Chris?
I am just starting the development now. Okay. I haven't gotten to any release stages.
Jerry, you've used the term project-based innovation when you describe what Grand Ledge Fledge does. What do you mean by project-based innovation?
We start out with a project that everyone can coalesce around, talk about, and understand. And so when we give a tour, like Chris had described earlier, we tell people about that, and they typically will say, well, I like to build things, or I want to do software, or I know something about solar power. And then they start to get involved with that project, and as they feel comfortable with their skill set, they determine, do they want to join a company that's already there? Do they want to create a new product? Do they want to create a new business? So we let people ease into the incubator through these several different projects. And once they determine where they fit in, they either start a company or join a company or just walk away with a new skill set.
What other, how many businesses are in the Fledge?
There are approximately 9 right now. I mean, some of them come and go, so we're not sure if they're staggering or they're really going to take off or not. And there are 31 people that are involved constantly.
And you've only been at this a few months, correct?
March 4th was our opening.
I mean, it would appear you are having an impact in the Grand Ledge community. You've generated quite a bit of activity here in a fairly short amount of time.
I think so. And we hear the phrase, finally some reason to come back to Grand Ledge quite often.
That's got to be rewarding.
Yeah.
What are you working on now, Chris? Any new projects in the works at Green Sweater Knitting?
I've been working on a project called the Stadium Experience, which is a local network to be set up at stadiums to allow the attendees, the ticket buyers, to interface with the game in a whole new way through their phones or tablets on just a local network. So these things would be available when you're at the stadium, and as soon as you go home, you lose it. You have to go to ESPN.com.
Hmm.
And this incentivizes the tickets.
Well, there's no question that people are busy with their smartphones when they're when they're at sporting events. There's no that's nothing new. So it seems like you've probably tapped into something there. Jerry, for those who are interested in checking out the Grand Ledge Fledge, you have an open house coming up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, at the open house, we're going to have representatives of all of the businesses, a demonstration of how the smart spots are working, and we'll have live music. We've got a studio, and we'll be piping music in, and we'll also have some of our artists that have been selling art at the producing and selling art at the Fledge.
We got a little bit more time. Let me ask you this. A lot of incubators charge a fee to the companies to use their space, but you don't charge. You negotiate equity in the companies. How does this model work exactly?
Well, one of the things we didn't want to do is we didn't want to put an unnecessary burden on people at the beginning stage. So we didn't want to start charging them rent or lawyer fees or legal fees, sorry. And so what we really want them to have a high probability of succeeding before they start having to pay a lot of bills. And then once we see that success coming, then we negotiate with them an appropriate equity.
Now, does that undo a lot of good projects that otherwise start out in incubators? Do they get behind the eight ball maybe a little bit earlier, a little too soon? Is that what the kind of thing you're trying to prevent? You want everybody to get off to the best start possible.
Yeah, we want them all to fly out of the nest.
Exactly. The Grand Ledge Fledge. There you go. Jerry Norris is the founder in the business of the business incubator Grand Ledge Fledge. And Chris Andrews is the founder of Green Sweater Knitting, one of the companies in the incubator. You guys have to stay in touch with regard to your skate park.
Okay.
It would be so cool to talk about the world's longest skate park in Grand Ledge, Michigan. Thanks to both of you for being here. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.